Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is not a defense of Deshaun. I really mean that. And we do have Nathan Zagura coming up in 20 minutes. Very excited to hear what he has to say about that game. I'm, you know, now that we've all had a little bit of time, a little bit of perspective, maybe bring the my emotions are still pretty high. It wasn't. If you guys thought the first 40 minutes of this were hair on fire radio, you probably wouldn't want to have heard me at like 8:40. I was walking out of the park yesterday, and Cleveland.com had like that camera thing where they have like a microphone and some intern sitting there and like handing the microphone to Browns fans, and it's just people unloading on everything, right? I would not be much better or worse than that. I would be right in line with that at about 8 o'clock yesterday. But so this is not a defense of the Deshaun thing. I am already over the think pieces. Is Deshaun Watson the worst trade in NFL history? Okay. Today, every single Kyle Brandt had a whole feature on it. I like Kyle. And I say that as an eraser phrase so I can then say this. Hey, I think they've got a good team and a good coach, but I'm not sure about Deshaun. All right. The reality is the next 16 games, at least this next week, there is going to be a little bit that we just need to ignore, because none of what I heard today outside of this station and this beat report, this Cleveland media, none of it was interesting or original on what I heard on Deshaun. Which absolutely proved the point that I do think that everyone now is rooting for Deshaun to fail. I thought we maybe have gotten past that. It's been 2 years, all that kind of stuff. No. There were too many people teeing off today to say it was the worst trade in history or to say, but Baker Mayfield. And by the way, those are valid conversations if you go beyond just the surface level of that conversation. But I think the thing that messed with me a little bit, and the thing that I really, really struggled with, is when I had heard the Browns were featuring the short passing game in practice, it made total sense. If you don't have tackles out there, the best thing you can do is to get the ball out quickly. By the way, Dallas did that flawlessly yesterday. Not only did Dak deliver the ball quickly and decisively, but they also moved him around a little bit. It took total pressure off Guyton, the young left tackle that they had out there. So, like, Dallas did what the Browns were trying to do with flawless execution. Actually, I don't want to say flawless because they had a couple whoopsies. But my point is, that's how you do it. If you're looking to protect your quarterback or trying to keep him upright or, you know, save yourself from a bad offensive line, quick passing game, get the ball out quickly, different concepts at different levels so you're able to get the guy multiple quick looks. I don't honestly know beyond trying to get the ball out quickly what the Browns are trying to do, though. And so I really wanted to believe the only reason they were dinking and dunking all preseason long was the offensive line. But watching Deshaun deliver the ball down the field made me concerned that that's not the case. That the dinking and dunking, even when your tackles come back, is going to be here to stay. And in fairness, you can dink and dunk, but if you hold onto the ball too long, it's not going to save you anyway. And that was the other thing that Deshaun did. We had a caller in the last segment say, you know, well, Deshaun holds onto the ball too quickly. He's not great at a shotgun. That is where Deshaun's supposed to be most comfortable. So the idea that yesterday he looked least comfortable in the context that he is most comfortable in tells you that not only does Deshaun not trust himself right now, he also doesn't trust his offensive line. And so we can have, and we will have, O-line versus Deshaun, and it'll be a valid conversation. But if you say you could sell me either way. If you said, well, the O-line, specifically a tackle, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, those guys feasted yesterday, and that's why that the offense was as bad as it was. I saw a lot of that. But also, if you said Deshaun held the ball for too long, he looks like he lacks confidence, and he looks like he can't complete anything over 15 yards, that also looks to be the case. So when trying to figure out, like usually in this case, if you're that bad, just pick a direction and the truth will out, right? If you just commit to a direction, well, we gotta overcome this offensive line. We got to overcome Deshaun. If you're able to pick one, you might have a chance to sort it out quickly. Problem is, I don't think it's just one thing. I think it's both things, and that's why that team had no feel, no flavor, no zest as early as like the second drive of the game. Let's go with Joe. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
First of all, I just want to say go Guardians, coming for that pennant.
Guardians!
That's guaranteed. but I know it's been talked about to death about the rust or whatever. They had no preseason games together as a unit. This team still isn't whole. You look around the league for like the first week, I think it was just Tua had 300 yards passing. People getting off to slow starts with these preseason games and everything. I think we're overreacting because we're Browns fans. Excuse me. but I think it'll be better. I got a guaranteed win against Jacksonville next week.
Ooh, you're locking it in. All right, give me the score.
That's a guarantee. 44 to 20.
Is that yardage?
Yeah. 40.
Joe, be good, buddy. Love the optimism. I will tell you, I think not playing in the preseason doesn't determine how hard you play. And I want to make it real clear because I do think there were – when we say how hard it plays, that stings a specific way. They didn't play hard as a team. I think individuals played hard yesterday. And you can cut on the tape, and I guarantee you, you can see it. I don't have to mention the names. The guys who played their asses off yesterday, the guys who played as hard as they could, you saw it. But the problem is if I start saying their names, you're going to start to gleam who I'm talking about when I say they didn't play very hard. But they just didn't play hard as a team. That's more concerning to me than one dude was loafing it. Ben, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Hey, I just want to make a crappy movie reference real quick. You know what this felt like watching yesterday?
What's
that? Felt like watching The Longest Yard when the team didn't want to play for Adam Sandler because they found out he was cheating. Mm. Like, you know, you look at all these players, like Petonio declining to Deshaun to get up, and then you got guys not talking to him on the sideline. It just seemed like no one cared for Deshaun because he wasn't playing good and he was just left on an island. And I just want to give you one positive from yesterday. I thought Thrash looked amazing on those punt returns.
Look at that. It wasn't, who was it? Wasn't it Jalen Darden who was on the punt returns yesterday? Ben, I thank you for the call. And you are correct. That is a crappy movie reference, but I still like it. I think we're making a lot. Listen, if you want to say that the Browns' energy was lifeless on offense, totally fair. I think there's like a video going around of Betonio swatting away Deshaun's hand and trying to get up on his own. I don't know enough about the situation around that to comment that that was anything to do with Deshaun. Joe might have just been frustrated in general.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.